April Fools. I'm such a card. Anyway, welcome to day 24 of our Daily Lenten video series. It is good to be with you on this first day of April. No fooling. I'm glad you're here. Anyway, I am Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Today is our 24th day in this Lenten series, and it's good to be gathered together again on this morning in our reading today from the 10th chapter of Mark. Jesus is approached by a man who kneels before him and asks him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says, "You know, why do you call me good?" And the man is able to recite the law, much of the law, right? The part of the Ten Commandments. So the question is, I think, that most of us want to know is, have we done enough? I'm sitting here at my computer and I got reports, I got stuff here, and a lot of us worry if we've done enough. Have we been good enough? Have we worshiped often enough? Have we loved our neighbor enough? Have we given away enough? Have we spent money on the right things? Have we been supportive of others enough? Have we done enough? There's lots of rules, lots of ways to figure out if we've done it right or if we've done it wrong. And the reality is, when we're focusing on those things, I think we're missing the point. Sure, there's laws, there's the commandments, and we hold those in tension with the gospel, the good news of God's love for each and every one of us. As Lutherans, we always have the law and the gospel together, and we acknowledge that while there are these things that provide us with instruction and insight into how we're to live our lives, loving God and loving one another, we acknowledge that we could never do enough, that we aren't capable of doing enough. So rather than counting up the things that we've done right, rather than giving ourselves credits for the good things that we do and debits for the bad things we do and looking at the ledger, we live our lives in relationship with God and one another, and then we come to God acknowledging our frailty and sin, acknowledging our need for forgiveness. During this Lenten season, we are encouraged to remember that we were created out of the dust. We are mortal. We are human. But through the power of the resurrection, through God defeating the power of death on our behalf by raising Jesus from the dead, this mortal body becomes immortal. We become immortal through the power of the resurrection, through our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And it's not about what we have done, but what God through Christ has done for us. So yes, reflect upon your own mortality. Reflect upon your need for repentance and repent. And then give thanks that through God's love, through the grace that has been extended to each and every one of us, we never fully pay the price for our sins, for Jesus has borne that payment upon himself. Thanks for being with me, no fooling, on this April Fool's Day, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for day 25 of our Lenten video series, God's Story, Our Story.